Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. And in this one, I'm going to be taking you through a journey that's been going on for around about the last 3 years, which has ended up leading us to just delivering a two-day workshop, which has generated multiple tens of thousands of pounds in revenue, which wouldn't have happened unless there was this sequence of combination of events that had to perfectly link together. And really in this, there's just some really, really key lessons that I think we can all take away from it. And I definitely have, in terms of this thing that we call the ripple effect. Now, the way to explain it is to take you through this story. And I'm going to be highlighting different things throughout. But what I want you to do is put yourself in the position of us in all of this and think about how you can start to take advantage of knowing the fact that the ripple effect exists. And what opportunities you potentially may have missed out on previously, and what opportunities you could now go out there and get by understanding how this whole process works. So this whole story started around about 3 years ago, and it's really, really key because my business partner, Sam, she has written a book. It's called LinkedIn Bound. If you go onto Google, you can find it. It's one of the best-selling LinkedIn books that are out there. And she has sold thousands of copies of this book. And one of the people that bought it was a lady called Amy. Now, Amy was away on holiday. I can't remember the exact year. I think it was like 2019, maybe 2020. So about 3 years ago. And Amy has been delayed at the airport. She's been delayed for a couple of hours. And she decided to read LinkedIn Bound. She opened the book and she thought, do you know what? I'm at the part in the book where it says to share something that I'm doing. So do you know what? I'm going to take a photo of me reading this book. And then she put it out there on Facebook. I think she put it on Instagram and LinkedIn and everywhere. But she tagged Sam in. And it was in this amazing photo. If I can, I will put a photo of it just here. But it was amazing. You had the Alps in the background. You can see the book out there. And it was brilliant. And it caught Sam's attention. Now, what Sam did was go out there and introduce herself to Amy, and they ended up building a relationship and having a conversation. And Amy at the time was just starting her podcast. So for those of you that are listening to this on the podcast, or for those of you that are watching on YouTube, it just goes to show what opportunities are out there, even when somebody is just starting out with these platforms. So my first big tip on this is never say no to an opportunity, because you never know where it might lead. Because Amy was just starting out her podcast back then. I don't think she had really any listeners. I think it was really, really new. And Sam was going to be one of her first guests. Now, Sam wanted to help. She knew not really where it would go, but she wanted to help Amy because of the fact that she'd shared the book and she'd enjoyed it and she wanted to build a relationship up. So Sam went on to that podcast and she was interviewed. Now, that podcast today is still, I believe, one of the top listened to episodes on Amy's podcast. It's continued to grow, which is really, really important to realize when you're saying yes to these opportunities. You're not saying yes to now. You're saying yes to all the future listeners that are then going to come on board if that podcast takes off, or more importantly, when that podcast takes off, because people's audiences don't tend to reduce. They always tend to grow. And what happened was, is that they started to build this really, really strong relationship where they were just going back and forth on messages. Amy's business started to grow. Sam with Pipeline 44, our business started to grow and we started to go in different directions. Now, the next step in that story is the fact that Amy's podcast continued to grow to a point where she started to really build a brand for herself. And that then led to a guy called Brendan listening to her podcast. Now, Brendan is based in Northern Ireland. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, this will be where it starts to all come together for you. But Brendan was listening to Amy's podcast and invited her onto his. Now, if this isn't demonstrating the power of podcasting, I really don't know what is. So if you've not really considered doing one or even going on other people's, I would definitely suggest doing so, because it's not just this story. There are hundreds of others, especially from my own journey, that have benefited me from going on to other people's. But Amy was interested in going on. She said yes. And they then had that interview. Now, at the end of that interview, Brendan then asked Amy whether she knew anybody that would be worth bringing onto that podcast to talk about their business journey. Now you can start to see where this is going, right? Amy recommended Sam. She said, Brendan, Sam's the person that you've got to get onto the show. She's got an amazing book. She's got an amazing business. Interview her on your podcast. So Brendan then listened to the episode with Amy and Sam on. He realized again that there was definitely something there, and he then invited Sam onto the show. Sam said yes. They then had this amazing interview, right? And you can go and listen to it. I'll put all the links to all of these interviews in the description for you, but these are all available to listen to and watch now. But what happened was the fact that there was somebody that was listening to Brendan's podcast that we had no idea would be listening. And it was a lady that works for ICC Belfast who, because of the content that was being produced and then going and following Sam and then following Pipeline 44 and what we're about, she then became a raving fan of us. And it was amazing to see, because what then happened was she then introduced her team to start listening to Sam's content, start listening to the podcast that we create, start listening to the YouTube videos that we create, start following us on LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. The power of social media, by the way. And that combination of events then led to an inbound inquiry saying, hey, look, we want you to come and train all of the businesses around Northern Ireland that we're working with right now on LinkedIn. So we then flew out for 2 days, delivered the training, and that was all done, right? If you track all of those series events, all done from when Sam said yes to going on Amy's podcast 3 and a bit years ago. So the power of the ripple effect. And I've got 3 key things that I want to highlight inside of this for you to now go away, take away, and start to apply to what it is that you're doing. Number one is that you never really know who's watching, who's listening, who's consuming your content. Most people, I think the percentage is around about like 97% of people. If you look at Google, go and check me up on it. It's around 97% of people don't like, don't comment, don't share, don't save, don't engage whatsoever, but they just lurk. They sit there and they will consume and they will become fans of you without you even knowing it. So when you're presented with an opportunity, start to think about, not about just the here and now. Don't go asking how many listeners they've got. Don't go looking at how many followers they've got. You never know what will happen. So if you've got the time, actually, I'm going to correct myself. If you can make the time to do it, you're going to be rewarded with opportunity later on down the line. Number two is never think that you're too big for an opportunity. Now, this is something that I've definitely experienced over time. My ego got really, really big around 2 and a bit years ago. And I suddenly thought that I was getting too big for all this stuff. Little did I know what would happen throughout my journey and how it would actually turn on its head. And I've really made sure now that, and it's the same with Sam, same with everybody that we've worked with, that whatever the opportunity is presented to us, we will consider it. And if we can make the time, we will. And this is where it becomes really, really crucial, because there are some people out there, and let's be honest, you probably know one or two of them that are coming to mind right now that think they're too big to come onto your show, that think they're too big to collaborate with you. That's on them. And they're going to be missing out on the opportunity by saying no to you. But all you can do is ask. And if you are asked, all you can do is say yes. And then number three, which is actually for me one of the most important ones, is every single day, look to build your network, look to build your audience, look to build your following. Your personal brand is something that should be developed every single day. And whether it's on LinkedIn, which is what we focus on right now, and building that network by connecting people, putting out content so they then come and follow you. Whether it's on YouTube and trying to add the subscribers through, try to find ways to direct people to your channel. Same with podcasting, Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is. Find ways of being able to build your audience and build your network. There's loads of videos on this channel that will talk about it. And if you watch this video right here, it will take you into some of the key elements that are going to help you build your audience really, really quickly. I hope this one's been helpful for you. If you have any questions, you know where I am. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.